Torrential rain has occurred overnight from eastern Texas into parts of southern Arkansas and northern Louisiana, where flooding has already begun, and we will see more heavy rain as we move through this next two-day period. Portions of that region, the lower Mississippi River Basin in particular, will likely suffer from flooding that's likely to be quite serious over the next 2 or 3 days. We're going to expect to see some damage in some of the soft wheat that's produced across the region, and some of the early planted corn in portions of the lower delta will likely have to be replanted if the conditions continue to deteriorate as we think they will. Further to the north, some of this heavy rain will reach into portions of southern Illinois as well as southeastern Missouri and some immediate neighboring areas. These areas will see enough rain that the ground will become fully saturated and a good chance for some local flooding to occur, but the situation in the lower Midwest will not be nearly as serious as it will be in the lower parts of the delta. That region will likely still suffer from significant damage, and some replanting will be necessary, as I mentioned before. But for the lower Midwest, there'll be some areas that are a little bit too wet, but I think the bottom line is still going to be favorable for the long-term outlook for soft wheat across the Ohio River Basin area. We do expect to see waves of rain to continue over the next few days from southeastern Missouri through in the southern Illinois into parts of Indiana and Ohio. Even southeastern Michigan will get a little bit of rain. The precipitation will be most significant, though, in the Ohio River Basin area, and this will likely keep the ground rather saturated as we go forward through the next couple of weeks. Seasonal warming will not be great enough to firm up the ground very quickly, so the wet conditions will likely prevail for a while. With that said, though, somewhat drier weather will occur for several days after this. Some of the computer forecast model data, though, still suggests that late next week going into the following weekend will likely generate yet another storm system. Not all the models are on board with this, but if it does verify, we will end up with some additional flooding across portions of this very same region I've already described, and the situation will go from bad to worse, and there will be a considerable amount of market concerns about planting prospect potentials in both the lower parts of the Delta and the lower Ohio River Basin area if this next storm system verifies. So we'll be watching that rather closely. But in the near term, most of the computer forecast models are downplaying precipitation for later this weekend through much of next week. We'll see what happens when we get closer to the end of next week. That's when the computers are suggesting that next larger storm is possible. That does come from one of the models, and there are several others that have different opinions, so it's not definitely set in stone yet. The temperature bias across the region over the next few days will stay warmer than normal for this time of year. That'll be helpful when it's not raining to help maybe stimulate a little bit faster drying rates, but it's still late winter, early spring, and it's very difficult to get temperatures warm enough to evaporate significant amounts of moisture in a short period of time. So we'll still struggle with this moisture surplus in the lower Midwest and areas further to the south. With that said, temperatures the next few days will certainly reach up into the 60s and perhaps even some lower 70s across lower parts of the Midwest. The warmest temperatures will be in Kentucky and southern Ohio, most likely. Everybody else will be seeing mostly those 60s, and there'll be some upper 50-degree readings around, especially in the northern Midwest, but even in the heavier rain areas in the far south, we'll see some pockets that are a bit cooler. The temperatures, though, will continue to be mostly in these 60s and perhaps a few lower 70s into the weekend, and no significant cool down will occur until a frontal system passes through the region during the early to middle part of next week. At that point, temperatures will become a little bit more seasonable, but may still have a slight warmer bias. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.